Good health is more than living free of pain or disease. Faith, movement, work, emotions, nutrition, and friends and family all deserve your attention. The Church Health Team joins WKNO each week for Life Matters to discuss the realities of our everyday lives and help us achieve health in body and spirit.
Did you know that February is not just about hearts, flowers, and candy? It's also National Children's Dental Health Month. Despite the fact that it's almost entirely preventable, tooth decay is the most common chronic disease in children. It is about 5 times as common as asthma and 7 times as common as hay fever. The good news, though, is that there are safe and effective preventive measures that parents and caregivers can take to protect their children's teeth. Good oral hygiene practices, such as thorough brushing with a fluoride toothpaste, can help keep kids from getting cavities. Dental sealants and community water fluoridation are two other strategies that can help prevent tooth decay. Avoid giving your kids juices and sodas to sip on. Water is always the best choice. And limit those sticky sweet Valentine treats. These simple steps will ensure that your kids have a smile they will love to show off this Valentine's Day. This is Dr. Laurie Hodge for Church Health.
Church Health provides care, programs, and resources to help patients and members of the community experience the full richness of life, because life matters. Visit churchhealth.org for more. Life Matters is made possible on WKNO by Southern College of Optometry, raising awareness around the challenges faced by those living with low vision conditions. Resources to help the visually impaired person in your life are at missingmemphis.com.